Sif Beis. Kol Kaivish Skar Sachir Kiilu Neitel Mishmasai. Someone who withholds wages, he does not pay on time, is Kiilu Neitel Mishmasai. It's as if he actually killed the worker. The Gemara Bava Metzia has two drashas, either Kiilu Neitel Mishmasai, and it's for the pasuk of Kielav Neitel Nafshai. The Gemara Darshins, that if you think about it, every workers literally put their lives in danger for their job. Every time you see a skyscraper, someone was up on the 95th floor banging in some beams. This is dangerous work. And if a worker is moiser nefesh, he literally puts his life in danger, that underscores the importance, and the least that you can do is make sure that he gets paid on time. Now, this is not just a drasha or musr. This is actually brought down the halacha. The Nodi Yehuda in Yerdeya Kama Simin Yud, he has a famous tshuva about whether a person is allowed to go hunting. So he begins by saying, if you look through the Torah, hunters were generally pretty shady characters. Esav, Nimrod, these are not our role models, and therefore it's certainly not something that a nice Jewish boy should be doing. But then he says, besides for the Musar aspect, he says there's a halacha problem. If you're going hunting, you have to go into the forest, into the jungles, and it's dangerous. He says, Esav, hinei hoylech lomos. He says, the posh b'shad is that hunting was dangerous, even for an expert hunter such as Esav. And therefore, he says, to put your life in danger, stam, because of a sport, for recreation, he says, that is aser, because of shmartem moedus nafshei seichem. Many people for their work, they need to go to the forest, they need to travel, they need to put themselves in similar danger. Zakhtu Noy Devihuda, for a person's parnasa, he is allowed to put himself into a makum sakana. And his raya is from this pasuk, ki elvu noy seh snafshay, a worker that's climbing a tree, that's putting himself in sakana, you see that it's clearly mutter, if adarabah, the Torah uses this as one of the reasons why there's a chiv to pay him bizmanu. The Mechaber continues, someone who does not pay a worker on time is over up to 5 lavim and 1 asay. It's not simply just not a nice thing to do. There are 5 lavim. Now, if you think about it, imagine a person walks into a bank. He pulls out a pistol. He announces, this is a holdup. Cleans out the vault. The bank robber. That Friday, the bank manager calls in all the employees, the tellers. He says, listen, gentlemen, you know we've had a rough week. We've been totally cleared out. Our tier 1 capital ratios are way down. No one's getting paid this week. Well, payday will be next month. Who's the villain in this story? If you think about it, the person who was the bank robber, he's a goslin. He's a really sigzo. And the truth is, the Bava Metzia actually says not even like sigzo. It's really you learn that from Tzadashava, of Noah Ribis. The bank manager, who's not paying on time, is over 5 lavin and an essay. So if you want to know who is over the more chomer dika iser, who the real villain of the story is, it's the bank manager. So I think this just brings out how makpid the Torah is that a person has to pay his employees on time. You know, unfortunately, I think very few people would actually go ahead and rob a bank. Even if they wouldn't get caught, everyone realizes there's something very terribly wrong with doing that. But unfortunately, people do not hesitate to push off workers. They're going to pay them eventually when they get around to it. But as far as halacha is concerned, it's 5 lavim and an asay, and that means that has to be taken literally. Now, there is a difference. Obviously, the bank robber did a maisa b'yadayim. The person who didn't pay the worker is really a shev al tasa. So if you have a choice which one to do, go ask your rav. I'm not asking for that. But it's clear that it's something where the choymer hadavar is much more than people typically realize. Now let's begin Sif Gimel. And Sif Gimel discusses really probably the most basic question of Bal Tolim V'yomik Titin Tzare, is that we've learned again and again and again that you have to pay a worker on time. The question is, how do you define what does on time mean? Now, if you ask around, if you ask a taxi driver, what does it mean to get paid on time? So he's going to tell you, on time means you finish when I drop you off, when I finish the ride, I want to get paid immediately. Now, perhaps unsurprisingly, if you ask, say, a fellow who owns a nursing home, what does it mean to pay people on time? Some of them tend to have a very different idea of what timely payments are. So what's the halacha? When do you have to pay a worker to be over Baal Talin? But actually, I don't want to be over Baal Talin on Maariv, so we'll have to continue tomorrow.